Thank you for listening to Enabled this week. I noticed that over a period of time, all my little program notes and ideas just sort of pile up. Well, now is the moment when I have to deal with it. Today's program will feature a variety of topics which I call timely tidbits. I'll start out with profiles of two very important organizations, move on to some healthy eating suggestions, and then you'll hear about a New York City busker. The first brochure I have in my hand says, "What is the National Federation of the Blind?" NFB, National Federation of the Blind. The National Federation of the Blind, the NFB, is the oldest, largest, and most influential nationwide membership organization of blind people in the United States. Founded in 1940, the Federation's purpose is to help blind people, regardless of the cause or the degree of their vision loss, achieve self-confidence, self-respect, and self-determination. We advocate for the civil rights and equality of blind Americans and develop innovative education, technology, and training programs to provide the blind and those who are losing vision with the tools they need to become independent and successful. Our goal is the complete integration of the blind into society on a basis of equality. The National Federation of the Blind has affiliates in all 50 states, in the District of Columbia, and in Puerto Rico. We come together in local, state, and national meetings to support and encourage one another and to plan activities for our future. Most of us are volunteers, and through hard work, we make our dreams of independence and productivity come true. If the problems facing the blind are to be solved, and we believe they can be, the blind of America, working collectively, must do it. We dare to dream of a bright tomorrow for ourselves, for blind children, and for those who come after us, and we are prepared to work together to bring that future into being. This is the essence of the National Federation of the Blind. What does the NFB do to enhance opportunity for the blind? The National Federation of the Blind is leading the way into the future for blind Americans by doing the following things, and there's an extensive list that follows. First of all, providing a vehicle for collective action by blind people themselves, acting through an organizational structure consisting of a network of local chapters which come together in statewide organizations that in turn make up the national organization. Another part of the list, educating the public about the true nature of blindness through our literature, through public appearances, and through our daily lives as independent and productive citizens. Promoting the interests of the blind in the state legislatures, in the halls of Congress, and in the courts. We also are involved with helping families with blind youth ensure that their children learn the skills for coping with blindness and have access to information and educational opportunities that will allow them to keep pace with their sighted friends as they grow. Another purpose, fostering scholastic excellence and achievement in blind post-secondary students by annually awarding blind college students in the United States and Puerto Rico over $100,000 in national scholarships, and by introducing them to successful blind role models at the NFB National Convention. We're also involved in operating the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute in Baltimore, the central headquarters for the activities of the NFB. The NFBJI, the Jernigan Institute, provides state-of-the-art facilities and meeting space to support national programs developed by the blind. Next, conducting cutting-edge research and training to address the real problems of blindness, such as model education and rehabilitation methods to empower the blind, and improved instruction in Braille. Also, studying, demonstrating, and evaluating the latest in access technology for the blind at one-of-a-kind International Braille and Technology Center. That's the IBTC for the blind. This center includes every type of technology that might be used by a blind person today. Another thing we do, operating and expanding the world's largest digital talking newspaper service for the blind. This one is called the NFB Newsline. This is a free service available to anyone who is legally blind. NFB Newsline makes the texts of hundreds of local and national newspapers, as well as television broadcast schedules, localized weather alerts, and job listings available on demand to blind readers in an easily accessible format by telephone, online, or via an iPhone or iPad app. We're also involved in helping the blind get information and products that we need for active, independent lives. This would be through the National Federation of the Blind Independence Market. This market offers thousands of publications and hundreds of products especially designed for the blind. You can browse the catalog and shop online through our website, www.nfb.org. Another thing we're involved in is providing support, information, networking, and resources regarding a wide range of professions, recreational activities, special interests, legislative issues, fundraising projects, and other areas related to blindness through over 100 NFB divisions, groups, and committees. So you're wondering, how can I learn more? You can visit the website at www.nfb.org. You can email us at nfb@nfb.org. You can follow us on Twitter at @nfb_voice, or you can become a fan on Facebook. You can also read our literature and subscribe to our publications by mail or email through NFB Newsline, or check them out on our website. Some of the publications are the Braille Monitor. This is the voice of the National Federation of the Blind. It's published 11 times a year in Braille, in large print, and in digital audio delivered by mail or on a USB thumb drive for use with the NLS talking book players or other devices. Text and audio versions are also available online. Another publication is called Future Reflections. This is the official publication of the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children. This is a division of the National Federation of the Blind. The Future Reflections is a magazine for parents and educators of blind children. It's published quarterly in print, digital audio, via thumb drive, and online. There's also the Kernel Books Series, K-E-R-N-E-L. Kernel Books is a collection of books written by the blind themselves. Each book is a mini anthology of articles and stories by and about blind people, drawn from our real life experiences and emphasizing our positive philosophy about blindness. The text of each book is available online, and most titles can also be ordered in large print and in Braille. This is the Kernel Books, K-E-R-N-E-L Books. For subscriptions other than by email, you can write to us and specify which publications you would like to receive. The question is asked, can I join the National Federation of the Blind? Yes, if you are blind, have low vision, or are anywhere in between and want to join others like you to build a bright future for blind Americans, or if you're sighted and want to help, then join us today. Find the local chapter in your area or contact our national office. We encourage members of the general public to join us in spreading the word about the true nature of blindness to others, and also to help us locate blind individuals who need help. Consider making a gift to the National Federation of the Blind to continue turning our dreams into reality and to help fund our ongoing work. Now, to make a contribution online, the website www.nfb.org. It's the National Federation of the Blind you've just heard about. The address is 200 East Wells Street in Baltimore, Maryland. The phone number is area code 410-659-9314. Their email address is nfb@nfb.org. And the website, once again, is www.nfb.org. Next, another little brochure that I found on my desk is called the ACBNY, the American Council of the Blind of New York, Incorporated. They have an 800 number for you, 800-522-3303. The website is acbny.org. The first section of the pamphlet says, who we are. The American Council of the Blind of New York is a nonprofit organization seeking to promote the independence and dignity of persons with visual impairments. A state affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, the American Council of the Blind of New York is the fastest growing consumer organization of the blind and visually impaired in New York State. There's a couple of questions in a box next. Said, did you know that more than 8 million Americans are visually impaired? Did you know that over 90,000 of these Americans live in New York State? The next section of the brochure, celebrating over 35 years in existence. ACBNY was a driving force behind the passage and implementation of such landmark legislation as the Vocational Rehabilitation Act of 1973 and the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990. We were also instrumental in the passage of legislation giving equal access to persons using guide dogs, as well as legislation preventing discrimination against persons with visual impairment in the jury selection process. ACBNY worked closely with the New York State Commission for the Blind and Visually Handicapped for the passage of the New York State Braille Bill, ensuring Braille literacy for all blind children. ACBNY provides general information on assistive technology, activities of daily living, and more for both its members and for the general public. What We Do finishes out this brochure. There are 13 points listed here. The first one says ACBNY encourages greater independence and support for all blind and visually impaired persons, including children and senior citizens. ACBNY works with the New York State Regional Talking Books and Braille Libraries, which provide audio and Braille books for thousands of eligible New Yorkers. ACBNY supports the development of audio description of television and live theater productions. ACBNY conducts an annual legislative conference which promotes legislation pertinent to blind and visually impaired persons. The fifth point they make, ACBNY publishes an accessible newsletter about relevant issues, interests, and resources for blind and visually impaired people. ACBNY promotes voter education and access. ACBNY encourages greater accountability of agencies serving the blind and visually impaired. The group also advocates for rights and effective participation for blind and visually impaired persons in all walks of life. 9, furnishes information and referrals via our toll-free number, 800-522-3303. The ACBNY provides a forum for members and other interested persons to share ideas and experiences. The group promotes accessible participation in cultural, social, and community activities. The group conducts workshops about new developments in the fields of blindness, employment, technology, education, and legislation. ACBNY also works closely with other disability organizations and provides representation to community groups. Our goals are just two as they enumerated them: to encourage persons who are blind or visually impaired to become actively involved in determining their own futures. Another goal is to assist newly blinded individuals in their adjustment and development of new skills. You can help by telling others about ACBNY, especially individuals who are blind or visually impaired. And once again, this is the American Council of the Blind of New York. Their address is 104 Tilrose Avenue in Malvern, New York. Their number is 1-800-522-3303. And that's the American Council of the Blind of New York. Next, I promised you some healthy eating ideas. And I bet if you've been listening for a while, you know what's going to be at least a portion of this article. We'll get to that in just a few seconds. The article came from the Sunday parade insert that comes in the Sunday newspaper. This is the Stay Healthy column, and it says, "Eat for your eyes. A vitamin-rich diet can help preserve your peepers." This was written by Cheryl Kraft. Did you roll your eyes when your mother insisted that you eat your carrots for good eyesight? Well, turns out she was right. Carrots are rich in beta-carotene, which the body converts to vitamin A, an essential nutrient for overall eye health. In fact, there's new proof to support the "your eyes are what you eat" argument. A landmark study by the National Eye Institute revealed a link between nutrition and age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. So what nutrients should you add to your daily diet? Add these foods to your shopping list. They were in categories such as vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin A, zinc, lutein and zeaxanthin, and omega-3 fatty acids. Those are the categories. Going back to vitamin C, they say C is an antioxidant that helps protect the body from free radicals, which are molecules that can damage and kill cells. And vitamin C also aids in the growth and repair of new tissue cells. This is according to registered dietitian and nutritionist Bonnie Taub Dix. She is the author of a book called Read It Before You Eat It, taking you from label to table. Free radicals are found in fried foods, tobacco smoke, and the sun's rays. These are the bad things, free radicals. Vitamin C's antioxidant actions might prevent or delay conditions like AMD, cataracts, and glaucoma. So, to eat this, they say, eat this. Focus on citrus fruits like oranges, grapefruits, lemons, and tangerines. Other foods rich in vitamin C are peaches, red bell peppers, tomatoes, and strawberries. The next category of eating healthy things for your eyes is vitamin E. Vitamin E can help keep your cells healthy and protect them from oxidative damage. This is according to ophthalmologist Rebecca J. Taylor. Some studies recently suggest that vitamin E can help slow the progression of AMD and cataracts. Since your body does not produce enough vitamin E, adding it to your plate is smart. Eat this for vitamin E. Vitamin E is found in foods like avocados, nuts, seeds, and vegetable oils for vitamin E. The next one is vitamin A. This vitamin helps your retina absorb light and convert it into the images you see. It also contributes to keeping your eyes moist. Here's a quote. Lack of vitamin A can cause very severe dry eyes, as well as retinal changes that make seeing at night difficult, says Cleveland Clinic ophthalmologist and retinal specialist Dr. Alexandra Rakhtinskaya. Foods rich in vitamin A may also help reduce glaucoma risk, according to the Glaucoma Research Foundation. Eat this for vitamin A. In addition to carrots, vitamin A can be found in butternut squash, cantaloupe, beef liver, milk, and eggs. The next category of good things to eat for your eyes is zinc. This is considered a helper molecule. Zinc transports vitamin A from the liver to the retina to help it manufacture the protective pigment called melanin. Zinc helps promote retinal health and may protect the eyes from the damaging effects of light. If you have early stage AMD or at high risk for developing it, zinc supplements may help slow its progression. But experts of the Cleveland Clinic say it's best to take a supplement with a mix of nutrients rather than just zinc alone. Then they suggest to eat this. You can find zinc in red meat, poultry, eggs, raw oysters, wheat germ, mixed nuts, black-eyed peas, beans, and tofu. Zinc is also in some fortified cereals. Next, we come to the category of lutein and zeaxanthin. These antioxidants filter damaging wavelengths of blue light. They help protect and support healthy cells in the eye, and they may reduce the risk of chronic eye diseases like AMD and cataracts. So, lutein and zeaxanthin, eat this. Here we go. You know what I'm going to say. Look for green leafy vegetables, dark green leafy vegetables like kale, romaine lettuce, collards, turnip greens, and spinach. Broccoli, peas, and eggs are also rich in lutein and zeaxanthin. Next, we come to omega-3 fatty acids. Diets rich in omega-3 fatty acids from cold water fish may help reduce the risk of developing AMD later in life, research suggests. And since omega-3s help tear function, consuming other foods rich in these healthy oils may help ease dry eye, too. So to find these omega-3 fatty acids, you should eat this. Find omega-3s in cold water fish like tuna, salmon, mackerel, herring, and sardines. You can find omega-3s in nuts, seeds, and plant oils like flaxseed, soybean, and canola oils. Some eggs, yogurt, juices, milk, and soy beverages come fortified with omega-3s. And once again, this was an article from the Parade magazine in your Sunday newspaper, Eat for Your Eyes, written by Cheryl Kraft. So now we'll move on to information that came from the Writer's Almanac. Do you know what a busker is? B-U-S-K-E-R? From Wikipedia, it's a person who performs music or other entertainment in public places for gratuities. A busker. And the verb form of that is to busk. Information from the Writer's Almanac, a daily email that I receive. They say it's the birthday of American avant-garde composer and musician Moondog. He is known as the Viking of 6th Avenue because he used to busk on 6th Avenue in New York between 52nd and 55th Streets, wearing a Viking helmet, dressed in a flowing cape, and wielding a sword. When Dizzy Gillespie encountered him in the 1950s, he thought Moondog looked like Christ. Moondog was born with the name of Louis Thomas Hardin in Marysville, Kansas, to missionaries. He always loved music and made his own drums from cardboard when he was 5 years old. He was blinded at the age of 16 in a farming accident. He was sent to the Iowa School for the Blind, where he learned to read music by Braille. By 1943, he was born in 1916. By 1943, he was in New York City, where he became acquainted with Leonard Bernstein, Arturo Toscanini, and Charlie Parker. He christened himself Moondog in honor of a dog who used to howl at the moon more than any dog I knew of, he said. His music was a mix of native percussion and flute, jazz, classical, and ambient sounds like babies crying and ocean waves tumbling. People who passed him on the street often thought he was homeless, but he had an apartment and recorded several records with large labels like Epic. In the 1960s, his song titled All My Loneliness became a hit for Janis Joplin. He moved to Germany and gave up the helmet and the cloak because he was getting so many offers to serve as a guest conductor for orchestras. He was a major influence on avant-garde composer Philip Glass, who brought him back to the United States in 1989 to lead the Philharmonic Chamber Orchestra at the New Music Festival in Brooklyn. Moondog was a noted inventor of musical instruments such as a small triangular-shaped harp known as the oo, two O's, O-O, the oo, and he also invented the trimba, a triangular percussive instrument that's still used today. Moondog died in 1999. On what inspired his music, he said, mostly silence. He also said, I deny that there is such a thing as originality. All an artist can do is bring his personality to bear. If he is true to himself, he can't help but be different, even unique, for no two persons are alike. I do not strive to be different for the sake of being different, but do not mind being different if my difference is the result of being myself. This was all about Moondog. Next, I'm wondering how you feel about these. This is titled, the article is titled The Courtesy Rules of Blindness. It was published by the National Federation of the Blind. They're telling other people, when you meet me, it's like you're saying this to them, when you meet me, don't be ill at ease. It will help both of us if we remember these simple points of courtesy. Number one, I am an ordinary person, just blind. You don't need to raise your voice to me as if I were a child. Don't ask my spouse what I want. Cream in the coffee? Ask me. Number two, I may use a long white cane or a guide dog to walk independently, or I may ask to take your arm. Let me decide. And please don't grab my arm, let me take yours. I'll keep a half step behind you to anticipate curbs and steps. Number three, I want to know who's in the room with me. Speak when you enter. Introduce me to the others. Include children. And tell me if there's a cat or a dog. Number four, The door to a room or a cabinet or to a car left partially open is a hazard to me. 5, at dinner, I will not have trouble with ordinary table skills. 6, don't avoid words like see. I use them too. I'm always glad to see you. 7, I don't want pity, but don't talk about the wonderful compensations of blindness. My sense of smell, touch, or hearing did not improve when I became blind. I rely on them more, and therefore may get more information through those senses than you do. That's all. 8, if I'm your house guest, show me the bathroom, closet, dresser, window, the light switch, too. I like to know whether the lights are on. 9, I'll discuss blindness with you, if you're curious, but it's an old story to me. I have as many other interests as you do. 10, don't think of me as just a blind person. I'm just a person who happens to be blind. We have some contact information that I would like to repeat for you. First of all, you heard about the NFB, the National Federation of the Blind. This is nfb.org. Their phone number is area code 410-659-9314. You also heard about the ACBNY, the American Council of the Blind of New York. Their website is acb.org or acbny.info. Their phone number is 1-800-522-3303. And at the food article, you got information from the National Eye Institute. So to summarize today's program, you must admit that I did give you lots of timely tidbits to think about. The NFB, the ACBNY, all those healthy food suggestions, and Moondog, the Viking busker of New York City. To end the program today, I have a quote for you to think about, similar to what Moondog said earlier in the program. This quote says, "Being different is easy, but being unique, now that's a complicated thing." This was said by Lady Gaga. Her real name? Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta. She is known professionally as Lady Gaga. She's an American singer, songwriter, record producer, actress, and businesswoman. She is known for reinventing herself throughout her career. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great week.